Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When I asked my father-in-law for permission to marry Lauren, he had a story that he told about her when she was young. Every night, just before bed, they would have family devotions. And he noticed, probably around 4 or 5 years old, that every time that he spoke the name Jesus, she would smile. He said it dawned on him that she knew who he was, and in such a way that it brought her joy and gladness. I put before you today that this is what separates Christians from everyone else. Not just that they know the name of Jesus, not just that they know what he did, but rather that they know what he did for them, and they rejoice and are glad. Jesus said to the Jews that he was speaking to and contending with, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Indeed, Abraham had every reason to rejoice and be glad at the day of Jesus Christ. God called Abraham in order to test him. "Take your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Take your only begotten son, Isaac, your beloved son, Isaac, to Mount Moriah, and there sacrifice him to me." Abraham goes. He trusts. The book of Hebrews tells us that Abraham went by faith in the resurrection, for he received his son back unharmed, as though, Hebrews says, as though he were raised from the dead. He had every reason to rejoice and be glad at the day of Jesus, for there he saw, on that day, the work of God for him and for his son, that a lamb would be provided on that mountain, which would bring about the forgiveness of sins. And that means that we have eternal life and everlasting salvation, that we will be raised from the dead, that even though the wages of sin is death, that lamb provided on that mountain will make us alive. That mountain was bought by David after his great sin and taking a census of all his troops. It was a great sin of pride. It was a sin of pride because he took comfort and he trusted in his own might and his own ability to make war and defense, than to trust in God, who is the one who promised to be the God with them and for them. He bought that mountain from Araunah when he made sacrifice on that mountain for the forgiveness of his sin. His son Solomon would erect the temple on that spot. That is where all of the lambs for all of the sacrifices of the daily sacrifices, as well as all of the feasts and festivals of the early Christians, the Christians from the Old Testament, that is where that would take place. on the mountain where Isaac was raised from the dead. Indeed, it is outside the city gates, but still on that mountain, where our Lord Jesus Christ would be nailed to the cross and die for the sins of the world. Abraham saw that day. He saw that day and rejoiced in seeing it and was glad. But the people to whom Jesus is speaking to, they are not glad. They are not rejoicing to see his day. What is wrong with you, he says. Why do you not believe me? You have seen my works. You have heard my word. I do not come on my own authority. I have been sent by my Father who is in heaven. He is the one who seeks my glory. You do not believe in me because you are of your father, the devil, the one who hates, who lies, and who murders. But there is a better way. The people of Jesus' day had also every reason to rejoice at the day of Jesus and be glad. They had sins. They had loved ones who died and were buried. They had every reason to rejoice at Jesus' day and be glad, but they would not. Instead, they call him names. You have a demon. You are a Samaritan. You are not of your father, the devil. You are not of your father, Abraham, because if you were, you would rejoice to see me and you would be glad. Instead, you are gnashing your teeth in anger and in hatred. And if you continue on this path, you will gnash and weep in hell. You also rejoice at the day of Jesus, and you are glad. Is there not any better news in this world than that Jesus has died for your sins, taken away the punishment so that you may go free, as Barabbas, the murderer, was set free? Is there not any greater news in this world that when Jesus raised from the dead, he accomplished your justification before God the Father? Is there not any greater news in this world when we hear, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, where God has adopted us as his own children, brought us into his own family? And then when he gives us a seat as at his own table to receive the body and blood that was given for us on the cross, in our very body and blood, for the forgiveness of sins and for life and salvation. Is there not any greater news than this? Better hope? Something to live life for? Something to die for? As much as things change, some things never change. There are still enemies of God who do not rejoice at the day of Jesus and who are not glad. And this is a most sad occurrence. There are those in the world who would perhaps not say that you have a demon, but would say that you are a bigot or a Nazi or a white supremacist or a homophobe or whatever bad word in our culture can be said of you, they will say. Why? Because you dared to say Jesus died for your sins and is raised for your justification. because you dared to say the good news of the gospel. But here is my point. There will always be those who gnash their teeth in anger and hatred against Jesus and what he has done. My point to you is, do not let them steal your joy and gladness. Because this is the good news. Whether they listen to you or not, whether they will rejoice with you or not, whether they will come along with you or not, does not take away the reality of what God in Christ Jesus has actually accomplished for you. You have seen the day of Jesus Christ, and you are glad. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. You have seen that day. It is the day that the Lord has made. We are glad. Do not let them steal your gladness or your joy, because they point fingers. It did not steal Jesus's. For the joy that was set before him, the book of Hebrews says, he endured the cross and scorned its shame and sat down at the right hand of the Father. They may, like they did to Jesus, revile us, say all kinds of names about us, pick up stones to kill us. But they cannot, and they will not, ever take away the joy and gladness of this statement. That God was crucified for our transgressions and was raised for our justification. Why? Because it is finished. So, don't be ashamed of it, that you rejoice and are glad. In fact, speak louder. Sing louder. Go to the roofs and the housetops and let it be known that you cannot, whatever you will do, take away our joy and gladness in Jesus Christ, because it is finished. It is done. It has been accomplished. And he is coming again. And your faith will be vindicated and justified when he raises all the dead. And he calls to himself those who were faithful. So do not give up and do not give in. Rejoice all the more. And be glad, because Jesus died, but he is risen and he is coming back. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.